Thank you for tuning in to Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN. I'm Randy Bushover. This program highlights local businesses and services in the region, and if there's a local business or service you'd like to hear from, send me an email at randy.bushover@entercom.com. With me from Buffalo Aesthetics, owner Dr. Parag Desai and Chief of Operations Ashley Cleary. Welcome to you both. Thanks for being here.
Hi. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
First off, one location or two? I guess from what I understand, one now, but a second one is coming, right?
Currently, we are in the process of opening our second location in the middle of November.
Okay, and where are the current place and the new place?
The current place is in East Amherst, right off of Transit on North French in the new plaza. And our second location is actually on Transit in DePue, across from Wegmans.
And Buffalo Aesthetics is what exactly? What is the easiest way to describe what it is that you guys do?
Non-invasive medical aesthetics is what we focus on. So everything that involves not using a scalpel. So we do Botox, filler, skin care. We also address facials, laser hair removal. So the usual services that you'd expect, but the main focus is being non-invasive.
And obviously, this has been a growing practice for you guys since the obvious expansion to a second location now.
Yes, yes, it has. We started on the grassroots level with Botox parties is sort of how we originated. And from there on out, we developed a brick-and-mortar office out on North French and Transit there. And we've gotten to the point where we want to expand on certain services that we provide. One of the goals, obviously, is focusing on hair restoration and hair transplantation. And that's where we needed that extra space to expand into the Transit location.
Those areas are among the things that you do. Could you talk a little bit more about the entire list of what the gamut of services you guys provide?
Well, so we started with Botox and filler. And once we got going with that, we also do fat busting, which a lot of women do. We do fat busting, hair removal. When we open our new office, it's literally three times the size of our office on North French right now. After the Botox and filler, most women want to, you know, keep their skin nice and pretty. So we do chemical peels. We do photo facials for, you know, brown spots, sunspots. We do, it's called the nanofractional, which is skin resurfacing. We also do that. And we also do Kybella. And our big thing that we're going to start doing is the hair loss, the hair restoration. And that comes in December. So we're actually super excited about that.
So it's interesting. You had asked a question about some of the services we provide. It's not just the services. We focus on addressing a couple of things. One of the things is addressing tone. And when we refer to tone, I'm talking about the color of your skin, maintaining it so that it's even. So Ashley had mentioned sunspots, age spots, but the services associated with addressing tone involve the lasers, the hydrafacials, chemical peels. But then on the secondary level here, we also address something called texture of your skin. When we start talking about texture of the skin, we're talking about the way it feels, wrinkles, the dryness to the skin, whether it's moisturized or not. And the service associated with that are geared towards resurfacing that skin. So we look at the PRP facials. Some people use a term vampire facials. That's a term thrown out there. Another service is the laser skin resurfacing. So the goal there is to shed off the layers of your dead dry skin to improve some of the skin layers that we have. And finally, again, when we talk about services, we talk about the anti-aging instant gratification component of medical aesthetics. We talk about the usual Botox, the fillers, but some of the cool stuff we do is geared towards the fat busting and body contouring. Ashley has a good way of describing it.
Well, fat busting is Kybella, and that's for under the chin, love handles, belly fat. But the contouring is like Cool Sculpting, but with heat. And we can do your bye-bye arms, your stomach, your flanks, love handles. We do your face.
So I guess the last component, referencing the anti-aging. So when I talk about doing these consults and addressing some of the services we provide, we mentioned tone, we mentioned texture. We started talking about the anti-aging. We knocked off some of the contouring, Botox, filler. The last little bit is addressing hair. Right? Whether you want hair gone or you need hair in certain places. Unfortunately, as we age, we tend to have hair where we don't want it to be and lose hair where we need it to be. So we sort of address both of those scenarios, hair removal with the laser and hair restoration, hair transplant with the NeoGraft device that we have that's automated, non-scarring. So the goal, again, alluding back to the original premise behind who we are, it's non-invasive, minimal downtime, and sort of having you be able to come in and walk out with minimal intervention.
This is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN. We're talking with owner Dr. Parag Desai and Chief of Operations Ashley Cleary with Buffalo Aesthetics. Curious, obviously this is open to everyone. Do you get more male, female? Is there a balance?
I was just going to say that. We get more female, but we do a ton of male, especially, you know, FUE is an option for hair loss, but we also do PRP for hair loss, for alopecia. So we do a lot of men that way, but a lot of men get the Botox too and get the photo facials. I do a lot of skin resurfacing on men. So I think it's up and coming with the men, you know, to get out there and take care of their skin and their wrinkles. And it's not just for women anymore.
To sort of play off that answer, you know, going to LA, Toronto, New York, it's a common occurrence to get some of this stuff done. Buffalo's catching wind of that. And we obviously have the demographic associated with the women, but men are becoming a little bit more aware of some of the services. They're a little bit more aware of how to maintain and manage their skin.
Well, I think the best thing too about Buffalo Aesthetics is we keep everything very natural. Whether you're a male or a female, the doctor doesn't let you walk around and people think, oh my gosh, what did that person do to their face? When you see our clients and our customers, you think, wow, she looks amazing. What did she have done? What did he have done? Everything's very natural, the way we do things.
My greatest compliment I hear about what we do is when people walk out of our office after getting a service done and they come back and they say, oh, you know, I ran into so-and-so and they said I looked great.
They said I looked glowing,
yeah, or I had my hair done. Well, that's what I want to hear. I don't want to hear, oh my gosh, your Botox looks great, or your lips look amazing. No, that's exactly not the point, right?
I had a client yesterday who was talking about another client that she was best friends with, and she was like, man, I can't believe how good she looks. She goes, and you would never know that she has anything done because it's all about looking natural and obtaining that natural look.
There's a degree of preventative care in all of this. One of the questions Ashley always gets, she's got great skin. She takes care of it, doing the usual stuff she does, but nothing over the top. It's not some huge 10-minute regimen, but when she walks into the room, a lot of the clients are like, well, Ashley doesn't have wrinkles, you know, and
Ashley, why are you getting Botox, Ashley? You don't need Botox. Well, I get Botox. That's why it looks like I don't need it. But the way he does it, it's just very natural looking.
Something that you may have actually hit on earlier that pops from the website, Buffalo Aesthetics combining art and anatomy. What can you give me as far as an explanation to what that's about?
Sure. So my whole analogy behind that is we're all involved in skilled trade. Whether you're a chef, you're an artist. Whether you paint, that's your art. Whether you work in construction, that is your skill, that is your art. Well, the same thing sort of applies to medicine. Medicine is an art. You have to have a skill that you hone over the course of time, and you apply it to get the results you want. Well, where's the anatomy component? Well, we talked about the art. The anatomy component is, you know, my canvas is my patient. So there is their anatomy. Everybody's cheeks are different, the contours of their face are different, so I have to have that ability to combine my skill with the art of your face so that we get the results we want. And everybody's unique. We want to make sure that we take into consideration everybody's unique attributes. So that's where the whole analogy of art and anatomy sort of came to fruition there.
Well, and even when the clients walk into the office, the first thing they say when they walk in is, wow, this is amazing. So when we say art, not only does he do art with each client, but you look like you're in a boutique out of New York City, you know, or Toronto. It doesn't look like any med spa or any medical office you've ever been to. And our second location, which has 8 rooms, is going to look the exact same way. It's gorgeous inside.
And thank you for mentioning that. One of the biggest things for me in this whole experience is sort of getting away from the usual expectations of a medical office. So this is where I get to throw in my curveball.
And there's no waiting room, so you walk in and the receptionist takes you right to the room. So the reason why we don't have a waiting room is so Nancy across the way isn't thinking, oh, I wonder what Mary's getting done today. So even at the new office, you're going to be ushered right into, you know, a room where you can, and we even cash you out in the room, so you don't have to wait at the front desk for someone to cash you out. So it's very private that way, because a lot of people don't want other people to know that what you're getting done. So I think that also is what makes us.
So yeah, a lot of it was thought out. The customer experience, customer journey. I hate the whole concept of the term waiting room. Nobody wants to wait. It's an on-demand culture. It's an on-demand community. You don't wait for your taxi cabs anymore. It's Uber-fied, right? You don't wait for your groceries. Well, why should you have to wait in the medical waiting room, right? We get you in your room. You get to relax in your own space, browse the internet, do whatever you do. We come in, we cash in, check you out, all in one space, and we get you out the door. So we just try to keep it efficient.
Sure. Before we let you go, any current specials that you'd like to share?
Well, we have laser hair removal right now. Legs, or you can get your legs done or your back for $750, and that's six sessions. For underarms is $200. For your face is $200. So our filler right now is $550. Also, our Botox, we can do your whole face of Botox for $350. That includes your forehead, your crow's feet, and your 11s. Your 11s are those little lines in between your eyebrows.
So what I would tell you is pay attention to our website. We try to post all of our specials on there. We're very transparent about our pricing. Whether they're regular prices or sales, we try to post that stuff right there and then, so that you get to make a educated decision on what you get. I don't think there should be this veil behind what we charge and what we do. So we try to be very, very aware of the prices we post. That being said, our regular prices are very competitive. We're not in LA. This isn't New York. We're in Buffalo. We need to be aware of the price and the market we're in. So our regular prices are reasonable. Our sales will be posted on there from now until our grand opening.
On Instagram. Everything will be on Instagram. We post a lot on Instagram.
From now until our grand opening, I would expect us to post our specials and sales right on the website. So if you guys want to hit up www.buffaloaesthetics.com, that's where you'll find most of the information, as well as our Instagram for our Instagram followers.
And if anyone also has questions, they can call or text the office number. I'm always available.
Sure. Is that 428-3998?
Yep.
Is that right?
Yep.
428-3998. Easy as that. Anything else?
No. We're just excited to open up our second location. We're hoping to really get involved with the community, and hopefully everybody gets a great experience out of this. I truly love the work that I do. Again, this is an art for me, and I really want to give the best customer experience from the entire journey, from the minute you walk into the door all the way on out to when you leave and when you come back. The customer care experience does not end. We want to make sure it's unbelievable.
Well, thank you both. Appreciate the time and continued success.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Dr. Parag Desai, and he is the owner, by the way, and Chief of Operations Ashley Cleary. They're with Buffalo Aesthetics. You can find them again, buffaloaesthetics.com, or call 428-3998. This is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN.